Your data-driven animation looks robotic because you automated the wrong layer. Why scale breaks at the story level? Not the technical one teams, automate the render, not the narrative. They build data-driven animation systems that pull from spreadsheets, generate thousands of personalized video variants, and output flawlessly. Then wonder why every frame feels like it was made by a machine. The problem isn't the automation. It's that they automated execution before they solved for story structure. When you scale production without a load-bearing story system underneath, you don't get efficient storytelling. You get efficient template filling. The layer most teams automate first is the one that matters. Least walk into any shop running After Effects automation at scale and you'll see the same stack. Expressions driving text layers, JSON files feeding comp properties, scripts batch rendering thousands of outputs. The technical layer is solved. What's missing is the decision layer. The logic that determines which story beats to include, how long to hold on a data point, when to cut versus when to let a number breathe. That's not a rendering problem. It's a storytelling problem, and it lives upstream of the render queue. If your automation can't make narrative decisions, what to show, in what order, for how long, then every output will feel like a mail merge. Technically perfect, narratively inert. The tell is always the same. You watch the first 10 seconds, and you've seen the whole piece. No build, no tension. Just data displayed in the order it arrived. Story structure has to be parameterized before you can automate it. A human editor makes hundreds of micro decisions per cut. They know when to linger on a surprising data point, when to speed through expected information, when to reorder beats because the emotional arc demands it. Those decisions aren't decorative. They're the difference between a story and a slideshow. AI-assisted video editing workflows treat those decisions as post-production polish, something you layer on after the rough cut. But if the rough cut is generated by a system that doesn't understand narrative weight, you're not polishing. You're trying to fix a structural problem with surface-level edits. The solution isn't better rendering. It's encoding story logic into the system itself. That means defining rules. If this data point is an outlier, hold it for an additional 2.8 seconds. If the trend is expected, compress the reveal. If two metrics contradict each other, surface the tension explicitly rather than flattening it into a bulleted list. Those rules don't write themselves. You have to extract them from the work a good editor already does, then build them into the automation layer. Otherwise, you're just scaling the wrong thing. Personalization at scale fails. When the template can't adapt to the data. The promise of data-driven animation is that you can generate 1,000 unique videos from a single template. Templates are brittle. They work beautifully when the data fits the expected shape. Three metrics, all positive, roughly the same magnitude. They collapse the moment the data gets interesting. When we built the regional performance system for a B2B SaaS client in 2025, the template assumed 5 regions, all showing growth. Then the Southwest territory dropped 34% quarter over quarter. The template didn't know how to handle that narratively. It displayed the number in red maybe, but it didn't restructure the story to address the outlier. It didn't give that data point more weight. It just rendered it in the same slot as everything else, and the result felt like the system didn't notice. A human editor would notice. They'd restructure the piece, open on the problem region, use it to set up the question the rest of the data answers, let the contrast do narrative work. But if your automation can't make that call, you're stuck with a system that only works when the data is boring. Conditional story logic solves this. Not just conditional rendering, conditional structure. If this metric is an outlier, trigger a different narrative template. If the trend reverses, reorder the beats. If two data points are in tension, surface that as the story rather than burying it in parallel tracks. The real bottleneck is defining what makes a story. Load bearing. You can't automate storytelling until you can define it. And most teams can't define it. They know a good story when they see one, but they can't articulate the rules that made it work. So they automate the parts they can measure: render time, output volume, technical consistency, and hope the story takes care itself. It doesn't. Sit down with your best editors and reverse engineer their decisions. When do they cut? Why? What makes them hold on a frame? What tells them a data point deserves emphasis? Those answers become the logic layer that sits between your data and your render queue. This is where After Effects automation scripts earn their keep, not by rendering faster, but by embedding narrative rules into the system itself. An expression that adjusts hold time based on data variance isn't just a technical trick, It's a storytelling decision, parameterized. Production teams skip this step because it's slow and it's hard and it doesn't feel like automation. It feels like editorial work. But if you skip it, you end up with a system that can generate 1,000 videos, all of which feel like the same video. What changes when you automate the story layer first? Once you've parameterized narrative structure, the technical automation becomes trivial. You're no longer asking After Effects to render a template. You're asking it to execute a story system that adapts to the data it's given. That's when scale starts to feel like craft instead of volume. Each output still follows the same underlying rules, but those rules are narrative rules, not layout rules. The system knows when to emphasize, when to compress, when to restructure. It makes the same kinds of decisions a good editor makes, just faster and at higher volume. The outputs don't look robotic because the system isn't just filling slots. It's building a story that fits the data every time. And when the story is load-bearing, the automation becomes invisible.